एजुकेशन फॉर पेशेंट, हसान शेल्टन, HASANSHELTON, हसान शेल्टन। डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 8/28/93, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 6/2/2022, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 5/18/2023। पेशेंट इज प्रेजेंटिंग फॉर ए follow up visit today. Initially he was involved in an automobile accident where allegedly he was rear-ended at 30-40 miles an hour as a resident driver, leading to initially headaches with symptoms of nausea, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as pain in the neck, left shoulder and lower back to the tune of 7-10, with radiation to the left leg, front and back, with a weakness of the left leg. Overall, the patient chose to have a physical therapy and conservative treatment, medications, and he has recovered significantly. He reports almost 75% improvement in his symptoms since the time of accident. And he has been working full-time. And at this time, he denies any pain in the shoulders. There is no headaches. The lower back pain is now only localized, and it is reported to be 9. Only when he stands for a long time or lifts heavy weight, that his pain is worsened. The ADLs he reports affected are general activity, walking ability, work at 10. Sleep is affected 9. Enjoyment of life is affected 7. Patient reports 70% improvement in the symptoms. Oh, the system review, the additional history, the substance abuse, and the compliance history are from the chart. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 126/84, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. The physical examination general review is completely normal. Please use the previous exam, which is April 19, 2023, dictation number 0424-0-104. And regarding the musculoskeletal examination, there are no muscle spasm, no tenderness of any part of the spine, no scoliosis or kyphosis, and there is no paravertebral muscle spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80, and in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, bilateral extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, and distraction test are negative. The Soto Hall test was negative. Thoracic spine, Rules test, Slim test is negative. And in the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is also negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test negative. Kemp test negative. Patient Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joints, they are non-tender at this time, and their standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Weber test, Gonsalin test are all negative. In the extremities examination, please mention that all the extremities including left shoulder are completely normal. Patient is able to lift his arms all the way to 180 degrees. No pain, tenderness, or restriction of the movements are noticed. Active motion is normal. Passive motions are normal. No clicking or grinding noises. Knees are okay, hips are okay, elbows are okay, no signs of carpal tunnels, and all the distal, there no pedal edema or any other finding, no muscle spasm. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to, patient has not done any physical therapy, but I have provided him with Mobic to continue 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Ultram 50 milligram just for PR and for pain, Elavil 50 milligram for GAD disorder, sleep and help. Other than that, patient was informed about his exercise plan. Physical therapy once a week is all okay. and he's back to work. His maps and labs were reviewed, and patient was found to be in compliance. And his case is coming to a conclusion, and basically all we could do, we have done. His MRI was found positive, but he does not want any injection treatment. He only chose to have the conservative treatment with physical therapy and home therapy. His neuropsych treatment evaluation showed PTSD, and he has gone few times for therapy there also. Thank you very much.